Pardon.
A loner.
Okay, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Tzadik Dalid in Sanhedrin. The top page, we learned yesterday how Daniel was greater than Chagai Zecharia Malachi. Right, and right, that's what we know recently. That Daniel is Mara, that Daniel saw, and then the other ones didn't see. Showed that Daniel, even though he wasn't a Navi, was greater than Chagai Zecharia Malachi, and Nechemi came later, so he was certainly below them, and he wasn't a Navi either. Now the Gemara goes on to say, Amravina, about 6 lines from the top of the page, Shema Mino, we see from your Haiman Demuth, as a person is scared, he gets some fright, Mafakab, the Is Ilo Chazi, even though he didn't see what he's afraid of, Mazli Chazi, so to speak, his spirit or his guardian angel sees it, and therefore he can be afraid. Sometimes you're afraid of something even though you don't see it. Ma Tekanti, what should you do? If you're afraid of something, you think something is there. Lincha Beduchte Abra Garmida, you jump 4 amas away. Inami Likri Kriyashma, or say Kriyashma. Saying Kriyashma will save you. Ikod Makam Atrufus, if you're in a dirty spot where there's some tinuf there. In other words, you can't say Kriyashma because of the horrible smell, or there might be some feces in that spot. So, Lema, Hachi, he should say thus. Izu Bei Tifcha Shmeina Minoi. The goats in the slaughterhouse are fatter than me. In other words, he tells the demons, go after them, not after me. Pasuk says, "Lamarba hamisra ulasholamein kates," for the abundance of his government, ulasholamein kates, and for peace there will be no end. Here we're talking about times of the Mashiach, as we get into Chizkiyah. Amar tanchum dorish bar kapavet tzibur. Again, that's why this was mentioned several times. We had yesterday these words. Rav Tanchum said that bar kapara darsh mitzipari. Normally, a mem in the middle of a pasuk is open. There's an openness to it. No, it's not totally closed. And at the end, it's the mem at the end of the pasuk is what we call a mem sofit. That is totally closed. So he says, in fact, the word mem itself, if you see in the Gemara, is spelled mem with the open one, and then the ending mem, the mem sofit, is closed. So why normally mem in the middle of a word is open, possess sasim, and this one is closed? Because Baruch Hu Asah Chizkiyah Mashiach, Hashem wanted to make Chizkiyah into Mashiach, and as Mashiach could have been none of several people from Yehuda, Hashem wanted to make Chizkiyah the tzaddik one of Mashiach. With Sanhedrin of Gog u'Magog, and Gog u'Magog, the ones who will fight against Israel at the end of days, he wanted them to make him. He wanted Sanhedrin to become the Gog u'Magog. Amra, Midas don't take Hashem Baruch Hu. So the Midah of Din, in other words, the judgment, the rule of judgment in the world, said to Kosh Bachar, Barishlam, Ma David Melch Yisrael, Marach David, the King of Israel, Shomer, Kamish Yosef, Shachas Lenecha, who said all kinds of songs and praises in front of you, Lo Asisa Mashiach, he didn't make him Mashiach, Chizkiyah, Shasisa Lo Kol Nisim Alonu, he made all these Nisim, meaning not only did he get healed from his leprosy, but he overcame Sanhedrin, Lo Amashir, still he didn't say a Shir, Lefenach, he didn't say a song in front of you, Tasem, why should he become Mashiach, Tasem Mashiach? That's why the mem is closed. That's the idea of lamar b'hamisra. In other words, even though his government is great, lamar b'hamisra is closed, meaning that either Hashem wanted to, there's several pshatim in here, Rashi says the mem is closed, either indicating that Hashem wanted to do that and he didn't, it was closed. His idea was like shut up, shut off. Another pshat is that Hashem wanted to stop the tzoros of the Jews by making him Mashiach, but that idea was also stopped up, right? He wanted to stop the tzoros. And he brings down another pshat that Chizkiyah's mouth was shut off because he didn't say these the Shira. In any case, Hashem wanted to make Chizkiyah into Mashiach, and they sort of like the forces, the force of judgment in the world didn't allow it. So then the land, earth, opened up its mouth. Okay, if you say you're complaining Chizkiyah didn't say Ashira, or that's what the Midas Adin said, I'll say Ashira in front of you, Tachas Tzadik Zed, in lieu of this Tzadik. In other words, in honor of the Tzadik Chizkiyah, he himself didn't say it, we'll do it for him, we'll make the Shira. And make him into Mashiach. So the earth started to say Shira Lefan of Shnemar. Biknafa Oretz, so to speak, from the edges of the land, Zmir Shemana, we heard songs, Tzfilat Tzadik, glory to the Tzadik. So to speak, the earth said, we'll do the songs on behalf of Chizkiyah. So the angel in charge of the world said before the Rebbe Shlom, Sivyono Osa Latzadik Zeh, that Sivyono Osa Williams will do his glory, will do his will for this tzaddik. That's the Baskovi Amra, Razi Li Razi. In other words, these are my secrets. You know, we're not going to let you know when Mashiach is going to come. These are my secrets. Amr Navi, Oili, Oili, woe unto me, Admasai Yatza Baskol, Admasai, Oili, Oili, Admasai. So Navi says, like, how long is it going to be before we can find out, you know, when will the Mashiach come? Yatza Baskovi Amra, Bogdim Bogdu, Ubogad, Bogdim Bogdu. The rebellers constantly rebel. What does it mean? Vam Rav Yitam Rav Yitzchak Ad Asu Bezuzi Bezuzi Bezuzi. Mashiach will only come after Bnei Yisrael has been shamed for their evil that they've done several times. In other words, there was a fight broke out. Baruch Hashem wanted Mashiach to come now. They said it's not time yet. It's my secrets. He says, whoa, why? And the answer is because we have to wait for its proper time. Masa Dome. Eli Kori Miseir. And the Masa, the burden of Doma, we'll see what Doma means. Eli Kori cost me Miseir. Shomer Ma Milayla. Shomer Ma Mileil. Shomer, the watchman, like what's with the night? The angel in charge of the winds, Domishma, that was his name. The Masa of Doma means the Masa of that angel in charge of the winds. The Skapsa called the Ruchos Eitzel Doma. All the winds, all the various, you know, the easterly winds, all the winds came to Doma. Amulo, Shomer, Mami Laila. Shomer, what's with the night? In other words, how long is the night going to be? Where is Mashiach? When is Mashiach coming? Shomer, Mami Laila. Omer, so he said, Omer, Shomer, Osaboker, the morning will come, meaning eventually the redemption will come, Bagam Laila. But first there's going to be a long night. Some say that the morning will come, meaning the Tzadikma will come, but the Rasham will get there, Peronios. Im Tabay, Im Bayu, if you want it. Im Tabak, if you want to get redeemed. So request it, my bayu. Shuvu asu, do tshuva, and then the gula will come. Tana mishum rabba pious genai hu lechizki. It was a shame for Chizki v'siyato and his aides shelo amushira that he didn't say a shira like we mentioned before. At the paschal, that's amushira. In other words, it was a bizarre that like we just said before that the earth had to come up and say the shira because Hashem wanted to make Chizkiyo the Mashiach. And the Midas Adin came along and said, hey, listen, it's not fair. I mean, he didn't even say a Shira. Why should he become a Shiach? Shemir Knafa Oretz is Miros Shemanu Tzvila Tzadik, glory for Hashem. Glory for the Tzadik. Kiyotze B'davat Omer. A similar thing we find, the Omer Yisro. So, Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzla Eschem Miad Misram Miad Paro. Yisro gave praise. Yisro was a gear. He came to give praise. Tanim Shem Rav Pais said a similar thing. What a Busha. Genayu L'moshe V'shishim Rebu. Bezayin for Moshe and the 600,000 Jews at that time, Shlomo Amr Baruch, they didn't make a bracha, they didn't bless Hashem, Acha by Yisro, so Yisro came by Amr Baruch Hashem. Yichad Yisro, Yisro, Lashon of Yichad, Yichad is Lashon of Chad, of sharp, what does that mean? Yichad Yisro, Rav Shmuel, Rav Amr Shehevir, right, so on we're reading Parshas Yisro this week, and Meretz Hashem on Shavuos, but we start from Bachor HaShashishi, we start from Shlishi, really, like we don't start at the beginning, where it talks about Yichad Yisro. Rav Shmuel Rav Amr Shehevir Cherev Chada Absaro. He took an ismol. He made a bris on himself. That's why he had like a sharp. He took a sharp instrument on himself. Shmuel Amr Shenasa Chadunim Chadunim Kol Absaro. All his basar became like with wrinkles. Why? Because of all the tsar that he heard about how the Mitzrayim were killed. Baruch Hashem Asher Yitzil Eschem Mitzrayim. Baruch Hashem Asher Yitzil Eschem Yad Mitzrayim Yad Paro Asher Yitzil Eschem Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim. After he heard the wonderful, you know, the story with the Shira and of the Kriyas Yamsuf and what happened, so he say he praised Hashem, but he was still troubled because he himself was an Egyptian. In fact, was his family. Rav Hanu Yamshu, people say Giura ad Asar Dori, a Ger even till 10 generations. Lo Sifra Markame. They don't say, you know, a guy just became a Ger. You know, his family's all gay. His family is Goyim. You know, he did a great thing. You know, and you say, oh, those Goyim, those, you know, like you put them all down. It's it doesn't mean that Yisro was 10th generation. He was first generation. He himself was a Ger. But it just means to say that you don't put down, people, like you say in Yiddish, there's a saying, you know, when it's somebody's own family, like in Yiddish, there's a saying that in a family where somebody was hung, you know, like one of the members of the family was killed by the government, whatever. You don't say, can you hang up my coat? You know, you don't say hang, you know. You try to be a little bit gentle and sensitive. And that's what he's saying over here also. Even a ger who gave up the goyim, and he ridicules them himself, but don't put him down. Hashem will send among his fat ones leanness. What does that mean? My b'mishmanav in his fatness. So the lashon of mashmein of fat also has a word, in their word mishmanav is also lashon of shmona, eight. So what does that mean? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yavah Chizkiyo, let Chizkiyo come, sheesh lo shmona shemos, who has ten names, eight names rather, sheesh lo shmona shemos, he has eight names. The Yifrim is Sanchev, let him pay back Sanchev, sheesh lo shmona shemos, he also has eight names. Chizkiyo, well, how do we see that Chizkiyo has eight names? Chizkiyo, kiyelad yulamonu bei nitamonu, that's what it says. Vutiya Misra al Shechmon, the government will be on him. In other words, Chizkiyo will have the yoke of the government on his back. The Ikari Shmon, his name will be called, count him now, Pele, Yoetz, El, Gibor, Avi, Ad, Sar, Shalom. That's eight. Those are his eight names. What about the name Chizkiyo itself? That's also a name, right? Now that wasn't really his name. Shechisko called, that Hashem made him strong. That really wasn't his name at all. That he strengthened Israel in their worship and in their being close to Hashem. But his name wasn't Chizkiyo at all. It was these other names. Sancheirib. Where do we see his eight names? Chiziv. It says Tiglath Pileser. That's one name. Pileser is two names. Shalmaneser is three. Pul is four. It's like Paul. His name was Paul, right? Right. Paul. How do they write Paul in Hebrew? Right. Paul. Right. That's right. Sargon. Unger Sargon. You know, Sargon is. Yeah. Sargon means rulership in India, you know, where they came from. It means rulership. Right? Asnapar, that's what, six. Rabba, great. Vayakira, and you know, very dear. So that's eight. Ivikasanch, what again? What about Sancheiv itself? That's not really his name. Shesichosariv, his words, his conversation is fighting, and he's always fighting against God. The Bracha, Shesach Vanichet Varm Kapimawa, that he spoke, or he threw things, you know, through words, clapping out. That's what Sancheiv. Sancheiv only describes him, just like Chizkiyo Labdo describes that person whose name was really Peliyowitz, except he had the eight names. Those are like nice names. Rabba means like rabbi or great one, Yakira dear. Why was he Zocher to that? Listen to this. As bad as Sancheiv was, he was Mavabo the Olam, and he put the ten, you know, the ten Shvatim and Chayim, you know, in Golas, etc. But he doesn't say anything bad about the land of Israel. You never speak, you know, Keshem Tiber Tavar. Don't say anything bad about the land.
That's what
right.
I always say.
Right.
Talk about the people.
Right.
People. But don't criticize the land.
Right. Shenemar Adboi, as it says, Adboi v'lokachti eschem al eretz karetzachem. What did he tell him? He says, listen, guys, I'm putting you in Golas. You know, first of all, he knew how to run a thing. You don't take over a land and leave the indigenous people there because they're going to make trouble. So he took them out of the land. He says, I'm going to take you to a land like your land. And as he didn't say, a land better than your land. I'm going to take a land like your land. Some say he was smart. He was a fool. He was a foolish king. The one who said he was a wise king. If he had, he told him, I'm going to take you to a land, I'm taking it above, it's even better than your land. Amru, Kamashakras, he's a liar. There's nothing better than Eretz Israel. So he told him, you know, I'm going to take you a land equal to your land. You know, like this for that, you know, it's going to be equal. Umandom Ralph Kipishaya, he was a fool, his name came out of Bus, what's the point of time taking you to a land like your land? So what do we have to go there for? Let's stay here. It's no better, right? Where did he take him? Where did he take the Sashvatim? Majutum Africa. Took him to Africa. Rachnino Malahari Slug, a famous, you know, place wherever the ten tribes are. By the way, Rav Avichayil's father is the one who's active in, what have you heard about? He's the one who's done all these mechkarim. He's gone to India and all these famous places to try to, about the ten tribes. He's like the world expert in the ten tribes. Of Israel, but no, that's fine. The Goyim, at least, was smart enough. He was Zocher. Why was he Zocher? The good names, because he didn't speak bad about the land of Israel. Of Israel, unfortunately, the Jews themselves, super beginnishal Eretz Israel. Don't we have that today, right? Oh, Israel is terrible, right? Of Israel, super beginnishal Eretz Israel. Kimatu Shush, when they came to a place called Shush, which is really like Shushan Abira, Amru, Shavi Ekiaran. This is like, Shush means like, you know, equal. Shavi, it's like equal to our land. Kimatu Almu, when they came to Almu, Amru, Kalman. This is like Yerushalayim, which is like the Olam of the world, right? The base Olam, it's like Yerushalayim. Kimatu Shushtari, that was its name when they came to Shushtari. Amri Al-Khatrain, this is better than, this is twice as good as our land. So because of that, they were punished. V'tachas Kvodo, underneath his kavod, we'll talk about kavod, yikod, will be kindled a fire. Yikod, yikod, ki yikod eish, like a fire. What does it mean? It doesn't mean like, kavod usually means like his person, and under his kavod would mean like his spirit, underneath his person, underneath his flesh. So Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is it can't mean that literally, it's going to be burned in the inside. It means under his clothing. Rabbi Yochanan Karlai Lamani called his clothing Mikmachbudusa, the ones that give me honor. So it means under his clothing there was a flame. That was part of Sancheris' punishment. Rabbi Lazar Amar, Tachskoda Mamish, means literally underneath his skin. Gesreifus Benayam, like Neyar and Nadavaviyah, who were killed with a fire within the body. Malon and Sreifus Hashem of Gufkam, just like there, the body was intact, but the soul burned within. Afkan Sreifus Hashem of Gufkam. Tanmish Med Rabbi Yeshua Ben Kocham. Paro Shechit Batsmo, Nifar Kosh Baruch Menu Batsmo. Paro, who blasphemed God by himself, Hashem paid him back directly himself. Hashem took part in it. Sancheirv Shechir Faidei Shliach, it's considered a bigger busha to embarrass or to curse through a Shliach. It's like a lower person, because if you get a cursed by a lower person, that's a bigger busha than being cursed by a chashuva person. So Sancheirv Shechir Faidei Shliach, who cursed by a Shliach, and Nifakash Bachman Ali Shliach, Hashem paid him back also via a Shliach. What did Paro say? Who's God? He was the one who cursed himself. Who's God? I don't listen to him. Hashem paid it back to Siv. Hashem mixed them up himself. You tread your horses tread in the yam. Hashem himself took care of that. It says in the hand of your malachim, your agents and your angels, Hashem went out troops were killed, meaning not by Hashem directly like by Paro. Paro cursed Hashem, so Hashem took it back himself. Sancheirv, who did it even worse, he sent his messenger, you know, one of his aides, the Secretary of State, to do it, which is a bigger busha, so Hashem paid him back in kind.
In the case of Paro, Hashem hardened his heart, which he did not do to Sancheirv. Paro got the ultimate punishment, because Paro couldn't do tshuva.
Right, but the point is that was part of his punishment, that he couldn't do tshuva because of the evil that he had done before. So you can compare it also, and right here also, as we see by Sancheirv, also part of it was that he was, as we're going to have in a minute, he was instigated by what he thought. He thought he had permission to do all this. He gave him permission. But each case is different. You can't necessarily say there is. Rav Chanina bar Papa Rami, he asked the following question. It says, Marom Kitzo, Uksiv Malon Kitzo. Marom Kitzo, Rashi says, Marom Kitzo is Mashmah, Diva Shalmata. It knows that Sancheirv wanted to destroy, says, the height of his boundary. But and it also says like the malone, the lodging or the hotel of his boundary. What does it mean? Amar also Rasha Betchila Achrav Dir Shamata. Originally, first I'm going to go get the Dir Shamata. I'm going to go off to the base of Migdash, the place where Hashem is living below. That's Marom Kitzo. Rashi again says in the fourth line, Marom Kitzo, the third line, Mashmar Dir Shamata Kitzim Marom Merusha Makom Migdashenu. So that means like the place where God dwells down here in this world. Then I'll go upstairs. Then I'll take care of what he's got upstairs also. As I'll go to Hashem's own abode upstairs, I'll take care of him. Hold, you think it's without Hashem that I've gone in this place? Hashem Amar Alei. Sancheirv said, I've been given permission. Alei, let's go to this for Shechisa and destroy it. Where do you see that Hashem gave Sancheirv permission? He heard the Navi saying, because this nation has despised the waters of the Shiloh, who go easily, who go softly, and instead rejoice, instead took rejoicing, took comfort, and they started to join these, the Sham, Ritzin, and Pekach ben Mamayo. Because of that, all evil is going to come. So Sancheirv heard that. He says, okay, fine. So now I was given permission to go up and destroy them. Unless if it wouldn't be for the Targum, the high core of Yadana Maikam, I wouldn't understand it. Maikam, because the Kates Amahadein Machus of the Beis Avon, because this king, this nation has rebelled or despised the Malchus Beis David, the Magbulon B'Nach, who speaks to them nicely, Kamei Shiloch, like the waters of the Shiloch, the Nagim B'Nach, which flows softly. The Israel, instead, they desire Beritzin Ben Moyo, because of that, the evil is going to come upon them. But as Rashi explains, right, we have the Gemara, yeah, Hashem told him to destroy, but Hashem didn't tell him to go all the way. We'll see that in a minute. Ma'oras Hashem bebeis Russia. The curse of God is in the house of the evil. The neveit tzadikim yavorach, and Hashem will bless the abode of the righteous. Ma'oras Hashem bebeis Russia zeh peker pomeo shoye ochel memsam. The curse of Hashem is in the house of the evil person, the peker pomeo, who used to eat 40 saw of gozlos bikino, just for dessert. He had 40 kilo of birds. And he still wasn't satiated. That's the curse. The curse is you eat, you're still not satiated. When the Beit Tzadik Mivorach Zechiskim Arach Yehuda was a tzaddik, Shehaya Ochel Litri Yerek Basuda, he was like a vegetarian. His whole meal consisted of a kilo of vegetables, and he was fine with that. V'chen Hinei Hashem Mala Aleim Esmei Anar, I'm going to bring upon you, I'm going to rise up upon you the waters of the river Atsumim, who are strong. Rabim Esmelech Asher, I'm going to bring up the king of Assyria against you. He's going to pass through Yehuda, Shotaf V'Avar, overflowing, Ad Savar, until the neck, so to speak, like as if the water is reaching until your neck. That's how it will feel when the king of Assyria comes up against you. V'Avar Ad Savar Yagia, Elamite, that's the pasuk. So Hashem is going to bring it up against you. So what do you see? That so to speak, he was given permission. So why was he punished? Says Navi Aser Shvatim. The Navi was talking about the Aser Shvatim, that Sancheirav was destined to put them in Golus. He was going against all the Jews, all of Yerushalayim, Yehuda as well. Banavi Vamalei Kilo Moaf LaAsher Mutzak Lo. What does that mean? Strange lashon. Kilo Moaf, the tired, LaAsher Mutzak, the one who's oppressing. Amar Blazer Bar Brachia. Einim sir am oyef b'Torah, the nation who is tired from learning Torah, b'yad mi ha-meitzik lo, in the hands of the ones who oppress them. In other words, B'nai Yisrael will not be given over into the hands of their oppressor. Mai ka'eis harishon hakel arza, like the earlier time, hakel harakal, which is easier, arza zvum v'arza naftali. Ka'eis harishon hakel was easier, arza zvum v'arza naftali. V'acharon, in the later time, hichbid, was heavier, was stronger. Derech Hayam Eva Yarden, the way of the sea, passing the other side of the Jordan. Galil Hagoyim. What does this pasuk mean? He dives in like this. Lo Krishan, we're at the first of the widest lines on the page now. Lo Krishan Shekelim Aleim, not like the earlier ones, meaning the time that says the Shvatim. They were Shekelim El Torah, who threw away, so to speak, they lightened the yoke of Torah. Avalachronim, the time of Chizkio, Shechbido Aleim El Torah, who took upon themselves the yoke of the Torah and made it heavy upon themselves, so to speak. V'ru'uyin alalu lasaslem nes, and they were roy for a miracle to come to befall them, for a nes to happen to them. Ka'over hayam, just like the people left Mitzrayim had the nes mechordoch hayarchein, and like in the time of Yeshua when they passed over the Jordan miraculously. Imchoz erbal mutav, if they do tshuva, find the imlav and the osalo. In other words, if they do tshuva, meaning the Goyim, Sancheirav, if he doesn't go up against the Jews, fine. Imlav, ani esalo Galil by Goyim. I will make him Galil. Galil could either mean dung, or I can make him just like a rolling press among the Goyim, meaning I will make him trodden upon by the Goyim. Vashizim chozibo Sancheirav mutim. Imlav esoso Galil agoyim shemaskal go b'chapa. He will like roll in shame among the Goyim, or Galil is a lashon of Galil, and I'll make him into dung. Achar dvarim v'ha'emes, after these words and the truth, va'ela basachem al hashav v'avi v'yirikem yirav v'yichan al ha'aram avsuras, and he camped against the fortified cities. Va'yomer levokam elav, and he wanted to win them over for himself. Now the lashon is strange. It says over here, we just said that in the later times, Chizkiyo, in time of Chizkiyo, they were tzaddikim and they were studied Torah, etc. And because of that, they were, you know, Chizkiyo was zocha that Sancheirav didn't defeat him totally. So it says after these words, Sancheirav came. So what does it mean after these words? Because doesn't make sense. Because Chizkiyo was a tzaddik and he led the nation to good things. Therefore, Sanhedrin came up against them. So Gemara says, "Hi Rishna, l'hai Panasha." This is the gift. This is the reward for this good master. The good master has done good things. This is his reward. So he's like, "Achar Dvarim Emes." What does that mean? My Achar. After Hashem had sworn already that he's going to bring Sanhedrin, he had to do it. He said, like, if I tell Cheskio, my sin is Chayiv, I'm going to bring you Sanhedrin, but I'm going to give him over into your hand. As I'm going to bring Sanhedrin against you, but you'll win at the end. Hashem will say, lo hubina, lo biyusisubina. What do you have to do that for? Don't bring him, and don't bring his terror. In other words, what do you have to bring me an enemy, and now I'm going to defeat him? Don't bring me the enemy, and don't bring me his trouble. The Yaakov says, "Baruch Nishbar the Maisina." Hashem had sworn, "I'm going to bring him." Shneimar Nishbar Hashem Spokus Leimor Im Lo Kasher Tamisi. If not, like I thought to do, came Haisar. So it was Iva Chasheyatzdi. He took him what I counseled, and was what I advised was going to happen. He took him. Lishbor Asher Baritz, I'm going to break Asher in my, that was my promise. I'm going to break Assyria in my land. Valhore, and on my mountains of Sono, he will be trodden. The summer lamb Olo, and his yoke will go away. The Siblo Mal Shichmo, Yasur, and his burden will go away from his shoulder. Who shall mean from Yisrael's shoulder? Let Sancheriv and his helpers come. The Yas, the Yaseh, they will become a trough for Chizkiah, meaning Chizkiah's troops and his horses will eat from the trough of the Sancheriv, from Sancheriv's troops' dead bodies. The burden of the Gaim of Assyria will leave from your shoulders, and the yoke from upon your neck, Ol mipnei shemen, and the yoke will be weakened or broken because of the oil. And what does that mean? Because of the Omer of Yitzchak Nafcha, Chobel Ovel Sancheriv, the yoke of Sancheriv will be broken. Nei shmeino shel Chizkio, because of the oil of Chizkio. Sheyadolik b'tekneses b'tenetches means refers to the Torah, because Chizkio made lights in the b'tekneses and in the shuls and in the base medrashes, and they were learning Torah and davening. Because of that, they were able to destroy Sancheriv. Ma'asa, what did he do? Not Sancheriv al Pesach Beis Medrash. He stuck a dagger or a sword on the door of the Beis Medrash. Amar Komi Shein Osik B'Torah. Whoever doesn't study Torah, Yidka B'Cherev Zu, will be pierced by this sword. Badku, and everybody studied Torah. At the time, Chizkiah was an amazing tshuva movement. Badku Midan B'Besheva. They checked from Dan in the north to B'Besheva in the south. L'motzo Amar Oretz. They didn't find anybody who was not learned and no ignoramuses. Migavas got Antiparus, it's also from one end of the country to the other. For the Matzitinik Petinokas, they couldn't find any child, Ishva Isha, or any man or woman. Shlohaya became Bilchastum of Tara. Everybody knew all of Tumas and Tara's cold. They knew it solid. Balosa Doram Omer, and it says, yeah. Balosa Doram Omer, Bahaya Bayamahu, and in that day, Yichya Ish, Eglis Basar, or Yichya Ish Eglis Basar, which states some people will not be. They will not need a lot. They'll suffice with a cow or two, because they'll be busy learning Torah. They don't want to be busy taking care of farms, etc. So a man will live with one bucker and a couple of sheep. Wherever there'll be 1,000 vines, but elef kesef worth 1,000 silver pieces. L'shamir u'lishisya. What does that mean? Means that Afabisha Elif Geffen Be'elif Kesef, even though the Gefarim were so valuable that each one was worth a silver piece, each mine itself, Lashamir Vashasir, they'll be simply for briars and fences. In other words, they're not even going to bother with it, because they'll be so busy learning that the money doesn't mean anything to them. Ve'osef Shalalchem Osef Hachasio, and you will gather the spoils like a caterpillar gathers it. What does that mean? Amar Lehem Navi Yisrael, Isfu Shalalchem. Gather, you destroy, you've won over Sancheriv, Hashem has won him over for you. Gather the spoils. I'm below. Levzoz or Lechalik, can we keep it as spoil, or do we have to split it? Because where did Sancheriv take it all from originally? From the 10 tribes. He exiled the 10 tribes. They never came back, as we know, even to this day. But when he rose up against Yehuda, he was defeated. So, they ask now the Navi, are we allowed to keep these spoils? Or we have to divide them among, really they belong to the 10 tribes, so we have to divide up among them too, even though they're not here. We have to keep it for them. Amalem, Kosef Chasil, just like a caterpillar gathers. Ma, Kosef Chasil, Kolechavech Leatzma, gathers it for himself. Avshalachem, Kolechavech Leatzma. The same thing, you can gather it for yourself. Amulov, Alomam, and Aser Seshvatim, Urabo. But, you know, it's the money of the assets. These are assets belong to the Aser Seshvatim, right? Belongs to them. Amalem, Kemeshek Gabim Shokek Bo, like the watering of the pools, so it's also watered. Ma Gabim Halo, just like the pools, Malanasa Adam Mitumalatar, just like the pools, like the mikvahs, raise people from Tumatar, Afman Israel, Kim Shafli Adam, once it fell into the hands of the Goyim, Yatir. Meaning, since it went through a third party, they didn't get it directly from the Aser Seshvatim, it first went to the Goyim, first went to Sancheirib. So that, so to speak, was matirat. So it lost its ownership, right? When it went into the hands of the son, and Shev lost its ownership. Not to mention that the Aser Seshvatim aren't here anymore. So therefore, they were able to take it. Amar Rav Huna, Eser Masos Nasa Oso Rasha Bosayom. Sancheirib made 10 marches on that day. Shemar Ba Al Ayas, right? That's one. He came on Ayas. Ava B'Migron passed Agron. Ava B'Migron. Two. L'michmash yafkid Caleb. He put his in michmash. He put his Caleb, his weapons. Avru ma'abra. He went from through that passage. Geva malon lanu. He lodged in that place called Geva. Charda harama. The rama was trembled. That also, it's another place that he passed through. Give a shol nisa. Passed through. Give a shol. Sali kolif bas galim. Okay, raise your voice, Bas Galim, daughter of Galim. Achieve a Lisha. Hearken to us, Lisha. Ania Anasos. Okay, another place he went to, so see Anasos. Nadada Madmena. Yoshve Agavim Heizu. Okay, so if you count them all, there's really 12. So Gemara says, Hani, skip a friend, says, Hani Tubavim. There's actually more than 10, there's 12. The answer is, there's three of them you take out. Three of you take out, you're going to have 9, right? But let's see, how do you take out 3? Salukok Basdam Navi, although that's not part of that, it's not referring to a march that took place, but the Navi told the Jews, Salukok, raise up your voice, cry out your voice, Bas Galim. What does it mean? Navi to come along with Israel. The Navi took place to Israel, Salukok Bas Galim, by Peter Shal Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, the great waves, meaning of Yitzchak Yaakov, raise up your voice, you daughter of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Shalom Mitzvah Skidaliyam, why are they called Galim? Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, because they made mitzvahs as many as the waves of the sea. So Bas Galim means the Jews who are the daughters of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov should raise their voices. Okay, so that's one that's one that's not part of the 12 marches. It's Sadiq of Bas Galim. Hakshiva Lisha, what does that mean? Hakshiva Lisha, Mehai Lo Tisvei. Don't be afraid of this one, meaning of Sancheirib. El Istim with Mukhanetz. Him you got to be afraid of. You know the Mukhanetz. So why? The Masil Ka'ir, who's compared to, Masil means like a marshal, who's compared to a lion, Shnemar, Allah Aryeh Misofcho. The lion came up from his thicket. So he says over here, again, Haksiva Lisha means, don't be afraid, what, Hachiva, who should you be afraid of? Be afraid of the lion. Don't be afraid of this guy. Be afraid of the lion. My Ania Anasos, what does that mean, Ania Anasos? That was another one of the marches. Yirmiyah, the famous Navi Yirmiyah, Ben Chukyel, was from Anasos. That's what means he prophesied Allah from that on about this from Anatot. That was his hometown. So the Gemara though says, what do you mean? How could you say that Hakshifa Liash Lishav, which is, means like a lion, listen to the lion, and means don't be afraid of this guy, be afraid of the other guy who's compared to a lion? It's not the same pasuk. The Siv Allah Aryeh. There he's called Aryeh. Here he's called Liash. Midami Hasam Aryeh. Aryeh, as it says, Allah Aryeh Misofcho. And here, right, Hasam Aryeh Hocha Liash. Here he's called Liash. So how do you say that Hakshiva Liasha is the same as Aryeh? Are those two different animals? Rabbi Yochanan Shisha Shem Yisrael. They're all lion. Different names for lion. Elohein Ari. Right, that means lion. Kfir. Remember that was the plane that the Jews used to have when they decided to stop it. Also lion. Lavi. It's also a name of a plane. I think they had Lavi, right?
Also
but they all stopped there, right? 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 Laish.
Exactly.
Right. Laish is also, Laish is the pasuk, is the word we're using here, which means lavi. And shachal and shachatz are also names for lions. So it all means the same thing. But the fact is, if you take away these psukim, yachi, batzrulu, you have less than 10. In other words, he said he was called by 10 names. He had 10 marches that day. And you listed 12 phrases which referred to the marches. So you see, you got too many. So you took away what? You took away the Yitzali Korech Bas Galim. You took away Yitzali Korech Bas Galim. You took away Hachiva Laish. And you took away Aniya Nosos. Because that's referring to Yirmiyahu. It's referring to different things. It's not referring to the marches. So you're left with 9. Yochel Basu. Says Abu Mabala Tarei Ninu. Passing through the passage refers to 2. Passing and passage are 2. So in the middle you still have 10, even though you took away 3. All right, we'll pick up from here tomorrow. Shemai Od Hayom Benov. It's the beginning of Haftorah, right? We'll start from here tomorrow. It's the same time, 5:20. No, today we daven at 6:05.
I've got 5 to 6 in my...
Yeah, it's about 3 minutes to 6.